High school coaches in some sports now know that they will be playing this spring instead of this fall. However, that transition still carries some uncertainty.
We don't know what the virus is going to look like when we start in February. Also, starting in February, you know, middle of February, you don't know what that weather is going to look like.
That's Peoria Notre Dame soccer coach Mike Baer. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 5th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. If you voted in a recent election, you may have received a vote-by-mail application recently. Tim Shelley explains.
It's part of the state's outreach efforts to those registered voters who may not want to head to the polling place this November amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Tazewell County expects to see as many as 10,000 mailed-in ballots this November, while Peoria County expects as many as 60,000. Tazewell County Clerk John Ackerman says he's prepared for as many as 56,000, however.
That's what the state has offered to pay for in a grant for supplies, and that's what we took advantage of. We will be prepared for that. If we go over that amount, we'll make do. We'll find a way to make it happen, and we'll make sure that we have enough supplies in place.
Tazewell County mailed out those 56,000 vote-by-mail applications to people who voted in 2018, 2019, or 2020 per a recently passed state law. Peoria County mailed out nearly 70,000. Third-party groups are also mailing out applications to voters. Peoria County Election Commission Executive Director Tom Bride says they can also be used to opt for mail-in voting.
Most of those mailers are legitimate, especially if they have our return address on them.
Local election authorities say they're receiving many questions concerning potential fraud. Bride has an invitation for them.
I always say, look, if you're concerned about stuff, come and work for us, and we'll definitely use you as an election judge.
He says there are numerous fail-safes built into the process to protect its integrity, which judges get to see at work firsthand. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. 37 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed in the Tri-County area Tuesday, bringing the total to 1,864. No new deaths were reported. Students at Dunlap High School are asking the school board to adopt a hybrid learning plan instead of full on-campus instruction. A petition requesting the change now has more than 1,600 signatures. East Peoria leaders have taken action on a proposed $13 million mid-rise apartment development along the riverfront. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Last week, the Illinois High School Association adjusted to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic by moving some of the higher-risk sports from the fall season to next spring. Now area coaches are adjusting to the change. WCBU's Joe Deacon reports.
Some coaches feared higher-risk sports, such as football, girls' volleyball, and boys' soccer, might lose their seasons entirely to the pandemic. But the IHSA's decision to modify its calendar to meet guidelines set by the state was welcome news. Morton High School volleyball coach Kristen Spangler says she's received positive feedback from her players and their parents.
To just hear that we got to kind of stay alive for another potential opportunity to play this season for the kids and definitely for our seniors as well, it was just kind of instant relief at first.
While the IHSA will permit some non-contact practices for these high-risk sports, Spangler says there are a lot of other activities her team does in the fall that will be missed. She says she will have meetings with her assistant coaches to see what other adjustments will be necessary to compete in the spring. Peoria Notre Dame soccer coach Mike Baer says he worried that keeping games in the fall could have resulted in having to abandon a schedule already in progress.
One of my biggest concerns was starting in the fall on time and potentially not finishing the season because of different complications with the virus. I think moving it to the spring probably gives us the best chance to get some games in and potentially a state tournament series.
Dunlap football coach Brian Cazalet admits it will be strange not spending August preparing for the first night of competition.
While there's a little bit of disappointment it won't be in the fall, that's kind of a selfish feeling. We're definitely now excited for the kids and excited for them that they're going to have a few weeks there in the spring to play football.
However, starting the seasons in February carries some uncertainty, according to Bear. He notes the status of the pandemic may still be unresolved, and the weather may be less than ideal for outdoor activities.
We have a natural grass field. I know a lot of other teams, soccer teams in the area, play on natural grass fields as well. You know, what are the fields going to look like? What's going to be the availability of turf fields potentially if we need them? Are we going to have to postpone some games?
Both Spangler and Bear say high school and club programs in their sports are trying to coordinate schedules to avoid conflict so players won't have to choose between them. Spangler also says the IHSA's condensed schedule reduces downtime for the athletes.
I'm not really sure with the shortened season what we're kind of looking at yet with kids going straight from basketball ending February 13th. And I share a lot of the basketball girls, and then we start the 15th. So we also don't want to overdo the kids.
Spangler says she will likely reduce summer activities to allow her players to recoup. Cazalet agrees kids will need sufficient time away from the gyms and fields.
Much as coaches like to think that everybody eats and sleeps and drinks their sport, you know, the kids, they need a break from us and they need a break from the sport.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's restrictions on youth and recreational sports officially take effect on August 15th. I'm Joe Deacon.
Lower-risk high school sports, such as golf, tennis, and cross-country, still will compete in the fall. Find more details at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, in light of recent events across the country, the Peoria Park District Board of Trustees has been asked to consider the future of the Christopher Columbus statue located in Upper Bradley Park. The district will host an in-person and virtual public input session tonight. For details, go to peoriaparks.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.